Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, those of you out there in internet radio land. This is Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. We are happy to be with you this morning on this beautiful Saturday. We are coming to you from the Atlanta metro area. And we're being heard in many places, I believe, all over the country. And we are happy for that this morning. We are here with our Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giant reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm always happy to have them with me on Saturday mornings. And I'd like to also, as always, thank their parents and relatives for helping them get together this morning and help them to get their pieces together. I don't take it for granted that on a Saturday you don't have things to do. Saturday is probably one of the busiest days of the week trying to get prepared for the upcoming week. But I do thank you for allowing them to spend some time with us this morning and share their thoughts and their opinions about things going on in the world and in their own lives. This morning our topic is going to be my personal Olympics. If you're like me, you've been watching the Olympics. I watch the things I like. I don't just sit and watch the Olympics, but the ones that I've watched, I have thoroughly enjoyed. And I am extremely impressed by the gymnastics team, the female gymnastics team, which I'm sure all of you are if you've watched them at all. And some of the other teams, too, the swimming, I'm really enjoying that. But the Olympics is a great event, and it is an example of people striving to meet their goals. They have trained, they have done hard work so that they can compete at that level. And it's not an easy thing to do. And it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of dedication on the part of the athlete. And so today we want to kind of look at that, take our topic from that. We're discussing my personal Olympics. And when we're talking about my personal Olympics, we're talking about an area of our Junior Giants' lives where they want to be excellent. They want to do the training or do the work that is needed to be excellent. I believe that God has blessed me with some of the best children in my world. There may be other children out there, but I have not met them. So out of the children that I have met, and I have met many, very many children, these are some of the best. And I am grateful to God for the opportunity to work with them. And that being said, I want to continue to encourage them to be the best. But I want them to know for themselves that they're the best and they're striving to be the best. It's not that they're better than other people, and that's not what we're instilling, but we are trying to help, along with their parents, instill the drive to go for what they want, to not be afraid to try new things, and to be the best, put their best foot forward. And so we're thankful to God that we do have an opportunity to work with these beautiful young people. So this morning, they are going to talk to you about their own personal Olympics. It is not easy to be an Olympian, and it does take work, and it does take effort. And we're going to see this morning the areas that they want to be Olympians in. And I asked them which areas they wanted to get a gold medal in, if that was possible. Before we get started, however, I do want to do a quick couple of commercials. Our first commercial is that we are continuing to recruit Junior Giant reporters. They must be children between the ages of 7 and 12 and willing to do something, as you can see, that's just a little bit different. This isn't quite like sports or other things, but this is an area that will stretch them in a new way. So if you're interested, you can contact me at 678-516-5570, or you can send me an email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com, or you can go to our webpage and send me a message from there, and that is JuniorGiantSpeaks.com, www.JuniorGiantSpeaks.com. And so if you want to enroll your child, or if you want your child to be a part, if you have nieces, nephews, grandchildren, whoever it is, between those ages, please feel free to contact me. Also, I want to let you know that we have opened our office, the Junior Giant Speaks office in Douglasville, Georgia. The office is at 8703 Office Parkway. And what is transpiring in the office is we are doing training for young people in the area of life skills. The life skills training encompasses young people between the ages of 7 and 17. And if you are interested in this, please contact me again. These life skills will include decision-making, communication skills, some anger management skills, coping skills. And if you are interested in this, or this is something that you know that your child needs, once again, please contact me. And the number for that is 678-516-5570. And now that's enough of the commercials, but we're going to get started. We're going to start this morning, I believe, with Miss Amaya. Good morning, Miss Amaya. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. And so how was your week?
It was great.
Okay, why was it great?
Well, it was my second week of school. So, yeah, I was very excited.
Okay, so you're excited about being in school. What grade are you in?
I'm in the seventh.
Okay, the seventh grade. So you're enjoying middle school.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, that's great. Are you ready with your report?
Ma'am?
Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Amaya, and I'm a Junior Giant reporter. Today, I'll be reporting about my personal Olympics. The two areas that I want to have a gold medal in is being the best that I can be as a student and to be great in running track. I want to be the best that I can be as a student because I want to be successful in the future and now. I also want to make my family proud, and my education can lead me to better paths. I want to do great in running track because it's my passion and it relieves stress for me. I also feel happy when I run. The first thing that I can do in order to be the best that I can be as a student is studying because I am the engine of my learning. The second thing that I can do is pay attention at all times when my teachers are speaking because when I study, I can study hard so tomorrow I can make a difference. The third thing that I can do is to ask questions when I don't understand something so I can have a better understanding. The first thing that I can do in order to be great in track is to run every day because practice makes perfect. The second thing that I can do is going to the gym at least every 2 days because the more strength that I have, the better that I can be. The third thing that I can do is go against myself. What I mean by that is timing myself how fast I can go and then to see if I can do better. My name is Amaya, and thank you for listening.
All right, Maya, I like those. But I want you to go back to the very first training point for a student and tell me what that was again.
Is to be, it said, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I know
it's
you
are. The best I can be as a student.
Okay, so but you gave your training points. What were those for the student?
Ma'am?
What was the very first training point as a student?
I want to be the best that I can be as a student because I want to be successful in the future and now. And I also want to make my family proud. Yeah.
Okay, so keep going and tell me what is the things, the three things that you can do first to be a good student. What was the first one?
Okay, the first thing that I can do in order to be the best that I can be as a student is studying because I am the engine of my learning. The second thing that
you
I can do
engine.
Is...
Hold on, stop right there. That's what I wanted. You are the engine of your learning. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to hear what that says. Tell me what that means to you.
Okay. What it means to me that it means that you take control of your learning and you are responsible for your learning. And you are always going to have some type of learning throughout your life. And it tells you how responsible you need to be.
Okay, I really like that saying. Very good. I really like that because it's so powerful. You are the engine. You are in control. And so sometimes, and it's important that you learn that early in your life. The effort that you put in, that you decide to put in, is what is going to influence or have anything to do with how far you go, what you learn. You are the engine of your learning. I'm going to write that down and remember it. You are the engine of your learning. And so you did a wonderful job. Wonderful job. Great report. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. Okay. We're going to keep moving this morning. As you can hear, we are talking about our personal Olympics. Once again, I've told you that I am able to work with some of the best children in the world. To me, they're the best children in the world, and they're really working to do well in their own personal lives as well as to serve other people. We're going to keep going this morning, and we're going to go to Mr. Luke. Good morning, Luke. How are you? You're good? And why are you good?
Because I had a great summer and I made lots of new friends at my school.
Okay. So tell me, what grade are you in, Luke? Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, tell me what grade you're in, Luke.
Third.
You're in the third grade this year? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I know you're going to do an excellent job. Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Good day. This is Luke. Today I am reporting on my personal Olympics. Two areas where I would like to be a gold medal winner are in math and taking care of animals. I choose math because math can help you solve problems and help you create video games and robotics. I choose taking care of animals because I love researching different kinds of animals. I want to be a veterinarian. I am getting my first pet for my birthday on August 29th. To become a gold medal winner in both areas, I need to study, take responsibility, and stay focused. In summary, I want to be a gold medal winner in math and learning about animals. This is Luke, Junior Giant. This is my personal Olympics. This is Luke, Junior Giant reporter. Have a great day.
Okay, so Luke, you want to get your gold medal in mathematics and taking care of animals. What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal? Well, I don't have one. I like all of them.
Okay. So what kind of animal are you getting for your birthday?
A dog.
Okay, that's nice. Now, one of the things that you said as far as your training was to be responsible. What do you think the responsibilities of having a dog is?
To walk it, train it, feed it, and take care of it and help it when it's sick or when it's going to sleep.
Okay. And so you mentioned as far as the mathematics that you want to learn it because it helps you figure out problems. And what was the other thing?
Make video games and robotics.
Is that something that you're interested in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, good. Good report. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your work.
Cool.
All right, we're going to keep going this morning. I do want to prepare the Junior Giants for the question of the day. The question of the day is, how do you handle failure? That's the question of the day. All right, so be thinking about that as we go along. We're going to keep going, and our next Junior Giant reporter is Miss Alyssa. Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. And how was your week, Miss Alyssa?
My week was...
And why is that?
Well, my week was good because I got some pizza yesterday, and I got to spend time with my mom.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. What did you and your mom do?
Well, we relaxed and we watched TV a little bit, and then I was working on my story.
Okay, it's always nice to spend time with your mom. That's a good thing. Are you ready with your story?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll go right ahead.
Okay. Hello, I am Junior Giant Alyssa. I want to work on gymnastics and karate. I choose karate and gymnastics because I would like to flip and do cool tricks. And in karate, I could also kick and punch. I also could protect myself. One thing that I need to do in my training for karate is focus. The second thing is listen. The last thing I have to do in karate is study the skills. Three things I need to do to be excellent in gymnastics: drink plenty of water, make time for practice. I also have to achieve my goal. I am Junior Giant Alyssa, and have a great morning.
Okay, Miss Alyssa. So, Alyssa, tell me, are you doing karate or gymnastics now?
Well, I used to do gymnastics, and then I had to hold off it. I had to hold off on it for a little while, but I'm going to do it again. I never took gymnastics.
You never took karate?
I quit and I had to hold off for a little bit. But now I'm gonna do karate again.
Okay. Well, I like the things that you know that you need to do to be excellent in those areas. And so it just takes a lot of practice and it takes dedication. Good job with your report. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we are continuing on. And we have this morning Miss Taria. Good morning, Taria. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. And how was your week?
Good.
And why was it good?
because I met new friends.
Okay, and that's always nice to be able to meet new friends. Okay, are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Sylvia, and I'm in the third grade. If I could be in the Olympics, I would be in gymnastics and track. I like gymnastics because it is challenging and fun. When I took gymnastics, I learned to balance myself. When I ran track, I learned how to run. I would practice running in the Olympics by running more often. I would practice for gymnastics by running to make my legs stronger. You need strong legs for the balance beam. My name is Sharia, and this is how I will win in the Olympics.
Okay. So are you doing any of those sports now, Taria?
Not right now.
Okay. Well, keep looking into that, and if that's something that you continue to be interested in, I hope you're able to get some classes in, okay? Because it's going to take practice, and then some more practice. And thank you for your report.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And we are continuing. This is Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. We are talking with our Junior Giant reporters about their personal Olympics. We're going to go now to Miss Almeida. Almeida?
Good morning, Mr. Jared.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well. And how was your week?
It was okay. It was the third week of school, and this year I'm in seventh grade. And it was quite weird because my math teacher, you know, his wife, he's having a baby, and there was, like, a whole bunch of false alarms, so, like, he kept leaving, so, like, the only day that we got him this week was yesterday. And it was quite weird.
So have they had the baby yet?
Nope.
Okay. Because
we would get all excited, and then he would come back and be like, it was just a false alarm. And it would discourage us.
Okay. All right, are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Greetings to all of you online and in radio land. My name is Almeida Southall. Today we are talking about our personal Olympics. The Olympics is a world event that happens every 4 years. So, without further ado, I'm going to tell you two events that I would go to the Olympics for in my life and how I would train. The first event I would go to the Olympics for is dancing. I've always wanted to do dancing since I was 7 years old. Now, I guess it's become less of a dream and more of a passion, with a lot of goals. What I would do to train for it is work out more, eat healthier than I already do, and get more hours in the studio. The second event that I would go to the Olympics for is singing. I like singing because it reminds me of old memories. I honestly can't remember a time when I was younger where we went somewhere and didn't make up a song about an object that we saw, and we had a great time doing it. It was more of a tradition when we first moved to Georgia. It was also the type of thing that our family did when we went to church when I was really little. In fact, my parents met visiting each other's choirs. What I would do to train for it is do a lot of vocal exercises and take good care of my voice. This year, Junior Giant Almeida Southall. Thanks for listening.
Okay, Almeida. Thank you for your report. So, you want to do dancing and singing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who is your favorite singer?
That's kind of hard because there's a lot.
Okay, so give me three.
Okay. Well, do they have to be like... Okay, never mind. So... I can't really do them off the top of my head. There's like a lot.
Okay. All right, so
probably
you have favorite secret.
Probably one of my favorites are either Mary Mary or Fred Hammond.
Okay. Okay. I've heard you sing, and you do quite well. And just you do have to just practice, and you have to practice, and you have to do vocal exercises, and those are things that are important. And as far as a dancer, what inspires you to dance?
What inspires me to dance is that a lot of people, you know, some people do have, like, disabilities, and, like, the fact that I'm able to actually, like, walk and stuff, you know, I might as well use my body to good use.
Okay. So do you do different kinds of dance?
Yes.
Okay. What types of dance do you do?
I do lyrical. I do contemporary. I do jazz. And that's pretty much it, yeah.
Okay. Well, those are good varieties, and I want to encourage you to continue to do so. Thank you so much for your report. You did a good job.
Thank you.
And I want to say to all of the young people that are listening, did we get Jada this morning? Jada, did you make it? Okay, maybe not. I want to say to all of you have an opportunity to be great in any area of your lives. It is going to take time and it is going to take practice. You can't expect to be real good at something if you don't practice it. Practice does not make perfect, but practice does make better. Perfection is something we strive for. But in the process of striving for perfection, we are going to get better and better and better. And so in order for you to become really good at something, you're going to have to practice. You're going to have to spend the time. You're going to have to be committed. And as Luke said, you're going to have to be able to be responsible. There's something that you want to be good at, your parents shouldn't have to always tell you to do this, do this, do this, do this. If it's something that you want to be better at, you should do it because you love it, because this is really something that you think is great for you. And you talk to your parents about it and ask for their support and their help, but they shouldn't have to tell you all the time to practice. They shouldn't have to tell you all the time, you need to do this, you need to do this, because that means it's not in your heart. It's not yet in your heart to do it. So I want you to continue to search because you may find other things that you are interested in, and that's great. The beauty of childhood is exploration. You get to learn so many different things. And in the time that you guys are being raised in, there's so much to learn, and there's easy ways to learn it. You don't have to struggle to learn it. You can go to, with your parents' permission, you can go online and learn about anything in the world. You can learn about dancing. You can learn about singing. You can learn about running track. You can learn about karate or gymnastics. You can actually learn some of those things online until you have an opportunity to get into a studio or get on a track field or get into a gym. You can learn about being a veterinarian or how to take care of your dog. You can learn those things. It's not hard. But you have to put in the time. It is important because if you watch those Olympics, I was listening to an interview that they did with Simone, the gymnast, and she said that in a week she spends 30 hours in the gym a week. She spent 360 days a year in the gym. That is a tremendous amount of time, a tremendous amount of practice. that's almost, you can almost really understand it, because that is so much dedication. But then if you look at her now and see the gold medals that are wrapped around her neck, you understand that that dedication was worth it. And so I just want you guys to know that it's worth it. It is worth it. If you focus on something, you want to be good at it. It is worth it. So I want you to keep it up and don't get discouraged. We're going to go now to the question of the day, because this is something that I need to hear you all talk about. The question of the day is, how do you handle failure when you don't get it right, when things don't go the way you plan them to? How do you handle failure? What do you do? And I think we're going to go to Miss Amaya. Amaya, how do you handle failure?
I handle failure by trying to do better, by, like, motivating myself, or, like, you know, I usually like to talk, so I would go in the mirror telling myself, like, oh, you can do this, you can do that. And, you know, try to do better, like, push yourself, you know, even when you're tired or something, keep pushing yourself no matter what, so you don't fail.
Okay. And those are good answers. I like that. All right. We're going to go to Miss Alyssa. Miss Alyssa, how do you handle failure?
Well, I handle failure by, when I fail at something, I just try again so I can get better at it, and then I can finally do it.
Okay. All right, you try again. And I want to go quickly back to Miss Amaya. Miss Amaya, so you say you self-motivate. What happens when it's hard to motivate yourself? What do you do then?
Ma'am?
Amaya?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you do when it's hard to motivate yourself?
You should pray.
Okay. I like that.
Stress.
Okay. Very good. Okay. We're going to keep on going. Luke?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you do? How do you handle failure?
I think you should try harder and take responsibility for your actions, because if you can try failure, you can also make yourself accept failure. Because if you accept failure, you can just accept what you did and take the consequences for it and do better.
Okay. So you say accept responsibility. Sometimes you have to accept the failure. Okay. All right. Ms. Taria, how do you handle failure?
I practice and try harder.
Okay. Going to try harder.
And don't give up.
And don't give up. And Miss Almeida.
Okay.
How
well,
do you accept failure?
How I accept failure is everybody's not going to succeed all the time. And I know that failure isn't the greatest thing in the world, but giving up isn't either. Like, if you give up, there's a possibility that you won't be able to succeed at all. And I'd rather fail and try again than fail and not try again and still be a failure.
Okay. Okay. Now, one of the things that I want to say to every single one of you, because none of you guys mentioned it, and that is you need to look at why you failed. Look at why you failed. Because failure, I really, honestly, I understand, because I'm old, that failure is not a bad thing. It doesn't have to be a bad thing unless you do nothing about it. If you don't do anything about failure, then, yeah, it was a bad, horrible thing, and poor, pitiful you. But if you fail and you want to do something about it, what you first must do is figure out why you failed. If you don't understand why you failed, you'll fail again. And so that needs to be your first thing. When if something you fail at, say like you're even taking a spelling test, and you don't get a good grade on that spelling test, well, you got to figure out why you didn't do well. Was it that you didn't study enough, you weren't paying attention, something you didn't understand? You have to figure out why you failed. And once you figure out why you failed, you have to figure out how to fix that. Does that mean spending more time? Does it mean writing out the words while you're learning how to spell them? What does it mean? What do you need to do to fix it? And then the rest of the things you all said were wonderful. You must try again. You can't afford to give up. Giving up will lead you nowhere, as Almeida said. You have to keep trying. Okay? And I like that Luke said you have to accept the failure. You do have to accept it and take responsibility, because sometimes we know we didn't do our best. We didn't spend the time we needed to. We have to accept that responsibility, because everything you do has consequences. In other words, everything you do, there's going to be a response to what you've done. So if you studied hard, the response that you're going to get is that you're going to do the good grade. You're going to do well in whatever it is you're trying. But if you don't, then you must respond. If you don't spend the time studying, if you, watch TV instead of doing your homework or whatever, then you have to accept that responsibility of why you didn't do well. But it is important that you don't give up. And another one that I like was self-motivating. Sometimes you do that. I love the analogy she said. I stand in the mirror and I tell myself I can do it. Sometimes I have to do that too. When I'm facing something that there are maybe a lot of things that I have to get accomplished, or something that is difficult, I already know this is going to be difficult. Or if I didn't do it well the last time, I have to talk myself up. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. This is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. And you talk to yourself. And so what you're doing is it's like a fighter. You're pumping yourself up, or like an athlete. I can do this. I can do this. But the one thing that I do not want you to leave out is God. I want you to understand the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. In other words, what that means is, with God's help, with me going to God and asking him for help, I can do anything. I can do all things. And those are the things that he has enabled you to do. When God gives you a gift to do something, it's a word called grace. He has given you extra ability to do something. So when you find the thing that God created you to do, he will continue to give you extra grace, ability to do that thing and do it well. But I don't want you to ever, in anything that you're trying, I don't want you to leave out God. He's the first element. And the Bible says, in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So in anything you get ready to try, you need to ask God about it. God, will you help me on this test? God, will you help me to study? God, will you help me open up my understanding so I can understand what I'm reading, what I'm doing? And he will help you. He will always help you, okay? I want to say that to our listeners, too. I see we have listeners this morning. Whenever you are in need of anything, you can always go to God, because he's always there to help you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not leaving you to your own devices. He wants you to come to him and ask for help, and he is willing to help you. I'm asking my Junior Giant reporters if any of you all had any comments this morning on the program so far. No comments? They're just silent as mice. Or mice. Okay. No comments.
No comments.
I feel like I should always give you guys another question.
No. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No, she says no. This is just such an important topic to me because I want you all to continue to try. Find your passion. Find what you're passionate about. I have a friend who's passionate about crocheting. And when I tell you, she started years and years ago, crocheting. And now she has her own business, and she crochets designer outfits, dresses, handbags, hats, even jewelry. But she had a passion, and that's something she wanted to be good at. She really wanted to be good at. When you have something like that, go for it. Go for it. There will be stumbling blocks, and you're going to fail sometimes. Okay? But you make sure that you're not your own stumbling block. And what I mean by that is make sure that you do your work. You do what is necessary. Everything you can do to succeed, you make sure that you do. Okay? And don't let that is going to be a question. Let's do a quick question. What things in your life could get in the way of you succeeding? What things in your life? Sometimes it's the people we hang around. Sometimes it's that we're lazy, just don't feel like it. What things in your life could stop you from succeeding? Okay, I know that's a fast question, and I'm not giving you much time to think about it, but I want a quick answer. What things in your life could be stopping you from succeeding? What things in your life could be stopping you from succeeding? And I'm going to start with Miss Amaya.
Yes, ma'am.
Amaya, what things in your life could be stopping you from succeeding?
I think it kind of depends. Well, like, it can be different types of people. And it can always be Satan because he doesn't want you to succeed. And it can be other people, you know, around you. Like, not everybody's going to be your friend or whatever. You have some people who may dislike you for whatever reason. And I think those people are, like, you know, going to tell you this crazy stuff, like, you can't do this, you can't do that. And, yeah, I think it's basically just people who's making you do that. Or it can sometimes be you. You know, sometimes you can be down on yourself most of the time, or you can be lazy. And you can hold yourself back from doing, you know, what you want to do.
Okay. Good answers. Good answers. Okay, we're going to go to that was Miss Alyssa. What kind of things in your life could stop you from succeeding? Miss Alyssa? I think she's dropped. Her call dropped. We're going to keep on going. Miss Taria, what kind of things in your life may stop you from succeeding?
Thinking about all the mistakes I did.
Okay, I didn't understand what you said. Say that again.
Thinking about all the mistakes I did.
Okay, are you right at the phone?
Thinking about the mistakes I made.
Okay, when you keep thinking about mistakes that you've made?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, that's true, because sometimes we can get stuck on that, and that might hurt our success. Okay? Mr. Luke, what are some things in your life that might stop you from succeeding?
The people I'm around with and my behavior and what I watch.
Oh. Tell me about the what you watch.
Like, there's some shows that are kind of like violent shows, and since you watch them so much, you kind of act exactly like them. And that could stop you from succeeding because you don't mean to do it, but you watch the show and it gets in your mind.
Wow, that's very powerful, and that's very true. That's very powerful. Okay, good job, Luke, good job. And we're going to end with Miss Almeida.
One thing that can stop you from succeeding is fear. Like, sometimes there are going to be some times where before you know you do something, you have second thoughts like, what if I'm not good enough? Or what if this happens? But sometimes you just need to put that past you. And my mom was talking to me yesterday before I went on stage yesterday, and she was saying that your mindset needs to be, sometimes I'm not doing this for me, I'm doing this for God.
Okay, and that's true. Fear is very powerful. But what you have to do is you have to turn fear into your motivator. I want to try Alyssa again because I don't see where she's dropped. Alyssa?
Ma'am?
If you have me, okay, I was going to say, did you have me on mute?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Alyssa, tell me something in your life where that could stop you from succeeding.
Well, if some kids bully me, that's kind of sad, and they try to bring you down, and they say, oh, you can't do it, and then some people just stop doing it because people bully you, and if some.
Okay.
And some people.
Okay, we may be having connection problems, but that's right. When someone is bullying you, it's hard to do stuff when people are telling you you can't. And you all's answers were excellent. Sometimes fear. Sometimes it's the people that you're around. I like the one that Luke said that sometimes it's the stuff that you're watching, the things that you're taking into your mind. Sometimes it's the music that you're listening to and taking that into your mind. You have to be careful of the things that you allow to feed your brain. You want to feed your brain positive messages, message of encouragement, message of motivation. Those are the type of messages that you want to feed your brain. It is important. It is important that you learn that at a very early age. Fear will paralyze you. It'll make you scared to try anything. But an acronym, two acronyms that I learned for fear. One is false evidence appearing real. Sometimes when we're looking at a situation and we start to become afraid, we're not looking at it from the right perspective, and we start to make it bigger and bigger and bigger because we are afraid. But that's false evidence appearing real. It's not really real, and you have to push through it and ask God to help you to get through it, and he will help you. Another acronym says FEAR stands for facing everything and rising. If you face what it is you're afraid of, face what it is that's making you nervous or whatever, and go on and push through, then you'll rise to the occasion and you'll learn. You'll learn the things that you need to learn so that you can be the person that you want to be. You all did an outstanding job, outstanding. One more thing that I want you to understand that can be a hindrance to you or that can cause you not to succeed, and that is the wrong attitude. What you think and how you think will determine a lot of your success and or failure. You have to set your mind on positive things. You have to set your mind on things that encourage you, things that lift you. You cannot have an attitude of defeat. I'm never going to do this. I never do anything right. Everybody's better than me. You cannot have that type of attitude and try to succeed. It will not work. You can't work against what's really in your mind. You need the attitude of I can because God says I can. And in everything that we do, we need to ask after himself because he's willing to help us, and he will always make us better. Always make us better, but always make us better. And you guys have done a wonderful job this morning. I do want to thank you for the effort that you put in this morning. And I like that you're doing a better job of thinking on your toes. When I ask you questions, you're able to come up with thoughtful answers. That's a very good skill, a very good skill. We're getting ready to come to a close, and I want to thank all my junior giants for their work this morning. You did a wonderful job. I want to thank their parents for allowing them to spend this time with us. I hope those of you who are listening to us this morning take a hold of some of the things that these young people have said. It is so important that our children know that there are areas in their lives where they are able to succeed and actually be extremely good at something that God has given them to do. All of our children have purpose. All of our children have abilities. And we need to find those abilities, and we need to push them as far as we can. Young people, don't give up on yourselves. You can't afford to give up on yourselves. There's something great ahead of you in your life, but you've got to do the work. You can't slack off. You can't say, I don't want to do it, and then think something wonderful is going to happen. That's not how it works. For anybody that you've seen that has achieved anything, they have put the work in behind it. They've done the extra practices. They've done the extra running, the strength building. They've done the extra studying. They've done the work. That's what helps them to be great. You may not always succeed, but even when you fail, you use that failure to make it better the next time, and you never, ever give up. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Ask God about it every time. Ask him about everything, and he will help you, I promise. And we're getting ready to bring this to a close. I do want to once again remind you that we are recruiting. I was reminded by one of the junior giants this morning that I'm going to have to replace three giants very soon. So if you have children that are interested, if they are between the ages of 7 and 12, and it does not really matter where you live in the world because we go all over the world because this is an internet radio show. So if you have children between the ages of 7 and 12, please give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570, and we will get started on getting your child entered into being a junior giant reporter. I thank you for this time. Keep God first and keep praying for our children and that they understand the success or the greatness that God has placed within you. Goodbye, Junior Giants. You guys did a good job.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
And you all have a wonderful week. We're going to go out of here this morning with one of our former musical guests. And we were able to see him again last night, he and his father. And they did a song called New Life. But this morning we're going to go out of here with their song called The Letter. And this is Reginald and Ezekiel Summers. And I thank you all for spending time with us this morning. God bless you and have a wonderful week.
Fathers teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward
on Judgment Day. Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done. Fathers teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might they're precious in God's eyes. Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done. Fathers, love them, teach them the right way. Fathers, mold them, scold them,
teach them to pray.
Fathers, provide for, be there for
every day.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Father, love them, teach them. Fathers, mold them, scold them. Fathers, provide for, be there for. Fathers, show them their love.
And that was Reginald and Ezekiel Summers with The Letter. And I want to thank you this morning for listening. Our Junior Giants, you did a wonderful job. And we will see you again in 2 weeks. God bless you. Stay safe. Goodbye.